Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called Three Steps to Reaching a Higher Level Every Day. It's an interview with legendary motivational speaker Les Brown. When Les Brown was in fifth grade, his teachers incorrectly labeled him mentally retarded and placed him back in fourth grade. He learned the hard way that someone else's opinion of you doesn't have to be your reality. He also learned along the way that there are essentially three steps to achieving even the highest of goals. And after Les started implementing those steps, he went from making $10 an hour to $25,000 an hour doing speaking engagements. And in this audio, you'll hear exactly what those three steps are. You'll also hear why Les says you need to compile a personal development library and how often you should listen to motivational messages. You'll learn how your personal relationships can hold you back or propel you forward and how to pick good ones. You'll learn tips for working actively and making sure every day is productive. You'll learn what Les means when he says it's not over until you win. You'll learn how to stop letting fear and negativity get in your way. You'll learn the two things you need to know about life in order to be successful and why you won't hear these from other motivational speakers. And you'll learn much, much more. According to Les, most people will go to their grave without ever sharing their talents, abilities, ideas, or gifts. You don't have to be one of those people. All you have to do is learn to achieve your goals by operating on a higher level every day. And in this audio, you'll hear how to do that. Now let's get going.
Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis, and I've teamed up with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
Les, as I share with you, career is about helping people wake up and realize that they have to take charge of their life. They can't wait until they get that pink slip or until that job makes them so sick they can't go in. They have to start having a plan B. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, they can wait. They can be a volunteer victim, or they can choose to step up and take charge of their own destiny. Because when you begin to look at it, this is the age of what Ralph Waldo Emerson called the age of self-reliance. All of us know that there's no such thing as job security. And that the 40-40 plan is going where you can work for 40 years, 40 hours a week, doing the same thing and expect to retire on 40%, which wasn't enough in the first place. Okay. So what I'd like to share with people, three very important steps that will, one, help them to make the decision if they have not, or two, take their business to the next level if they've already made the decision. Well, there's three steps that's very important. Number one is what you first did, mindset maintenance. Listening to motivational messages on a daily basis, what it does is it begins to retrain your thinking that how people live their lives is a result of the story they believe about themselves. Now remember this, how they live their lives is a result of the story they believe about themselves. And so when you begin to listen to motivational messages on a regular basis, what it does is overpowers the story in your mind and stretch your mind, challenges your thinking, and eventually it goes from your mind to your heart to your spirit, and you start acting on what you hear. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. And so the reason that most people don't operate from their faith as opposed to their fears is because they don't feed their minds enough with things that can strengthen their faith and then cause their fears to starve to death. Taking the time to invest in your mind is so very, very important. Having a schedule that you put yourself on. Still to this day, I listen to motivational messages every day. And I suggest to people take 30 minutes to listen to a motivational message when you first get up in the morning, after you spiritualize your thoughts with scripture or whatever you read to help to empower yourself on a spiritual level, and your meditation and prayers. Then review the goals that you'd like to achieve and listen to positive messages for at least 30 minutes, because whatever you hear the first 20 minutes when you get up in the morning, it will affect the spirit of your day. Do not wake up and have the news playing, and don't play the news while you're asleep at night, because all that stuff goes right straight to the subconscious mind. Next thing is make it durable. Read 10 to 15 pages of something positive every day. Just make it simple, 10 to 15 pages. If you just do that, 10 to 15 pages of something positive every day, 7 days a week, just like you brush your teeth, or you should, 7 days a week, this is mindset maintenance, and it will cause you to operate at a higher level. Now, when I first heard this, I said, yeah, right. hearing somebody say that all of us are just 6 inches from success. Well, that was challenging to me because I was labeled educable, mentally retarded when I was in the fifth grade, as you know, and put back from the fifth grade to the fourth grade, and failed again when I was in the eighth grade. I have no college training, but I remember hearing a speech once that they did a study to find top achievers around the world, and they wanted to know what was the common denominator among them that enabled them to reach their goals. And here's what they discovered, that 85% of them reached their goals because of their attitude, 15% because of their aptitude. Now, that excited me. So I spent time working on my mindset, on my attitude. Oliver Wendell Holmes says that once a man's mind or woman has been expanded with an idea, concept, or experience, it can never be satisfied to going back to where it was. And when I heard the words that you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. As a man thinking in his heart, so is he. I took that seriously, and I spent a lot of time and a lot of money on my mind. I suggested people start a personal development library. If anybody told me that that would lead me from earning $10 an hour to earning now, when I speak domestically, $25,000 an hour, or $55,000 internationally, and I don't say this to impress people, but to impress upon you, judge a tree by the fruit it bears. This works if you work it. The next thing that is very important is look at your relationships and ask the question, what are my relationships doing to me? MIT did a study, and the study indicated that we earn within $2,000 to $3,000 of our closest friends. People rub off on you. Dr. Dennis Kimbrough said, if you're the smartest one in your group, you need to get a new group. Because there are two types of relationships in life. They're nourishing relationships and they're toxic relationships. Nourishing relationships, they empower you. They bring the best out of you. They challenge you. They hold you accountable. They stretch you. I have a mentor, Mike Williams. He's been a major force in my life. So you can't see the picture when you're in the frame. And so you have to have people around you that are smarter than you, that will tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. So your relationships are very important. You want to upgrade your relationships and make sure these are people that challenge you and help you to grow mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. The other thing, and this is major, put your money where your mouth is. Because communicators, you look at the presidential election, speech matters, message matters. I never forget Mr. Washington, who challenged me, said, young man, go to a board and work this problem out for me. And I said, I can't do that, sir. And he says, why not? I said, I'm not one of your students. He says, do what I'm asking you to do anyhow. I said, I can't do that, sir. And he says, why? I said, sir, because I'm educable, mentally retarded. And the other students laughed. They called me DT, the dumb twin. And he said, don't ever say that again. He said, someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. And he told me the value. He said, Mr. Brown, develop your mind and develop your communication skills, because once you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are. He was absolutely right. If you are an entrepreneur, people hear you. I see people pass out their business cards, and they spend a lot of money on business cards and stationery, and no money on developing their communication skills. You pass out a business card, or you have impressive stationery or very expensive brochure, all of that sets up the process of communication. People don't do business with you because of your brochure or business card. They do it because of how you communicate. Is there a connection? Can I trust this person? Are they credible? Can I believe in them? Your ability to communicate helps you to develop relationships and empower you to negotiate. It is very important in the negotiation process. And most people, they neglect that, which blows my mind. I've earned over $55 million because I took that seriously. It's really major.
You know what, Les? Everything that you have said, you are so right on. The mindset maintenance, I love the fact that we started out speaking about that today, because it has truly changed my life. I had heard you several different times talk about your friend Boo.
Yes.
And his cookbook. When Boo was healthy, you guys discussed about having this cookbook.
Yes.
You used to say his cooking was so good, make you want to slap your mom or something.
Uh-huh.
And I remembered you sharing this story about, I don't remember if the lady was at the gravesite, but somewhere after he passed away, she mentioned the book and asked you, did he ever get a chance to write it? And you said no. And she said, he took it
with him. She said, I heard you and Boo talk about the fact that you're going to write a recipe book with his secret recipes. And I said, yeah. She said, did you do it? And I said, no, he didn't do it. And she said, ooh, he took that with him. Oh, that grabbed me. And one of the things I do when I speak, I tell people, live full, die empty. Because most people go to their graves with their talents, their abilities, their ideas, their gifts in them. And they never, never bring them out here on the planet so that we can be exposed to them. I look at my life. I mean, the most I'd ever earned in an hour and a half at this point in my life, the situation I'm about to tell you about, It's probably, I would say, around $55,000. Because of a strategic relationship and things I learned from that person and the insights, it went up to $262,000. And then I met another person about 8 months after that. He was doing an event. I worked with him, and he reminded me of something that I said, you're never too old to learn, and you're never too young to teach. And he's 37, and I'm 64. And he said, you teach me how to speak more effectively. You train my speakers, teach them how to tell a story, how to impact an audience, how to use human statistics, and I'll teach you how to do what I do and how to become more impactful in terms of your presentation and your selling. And I did $410,000. Now, a lot of people work a whole month and don't do that. So because of our relationships, it is very important we look at ourselves and just make it important to monitor our relationships and upgrade our own skills and value so we can have something to offer, but upgrade our relationships because it really determines how far you're able to go in life.
Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis interviewing for Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
Now, Les, for those people that are starting their home-based business and they don't have a boss around them, what tips can you share with us on working their business actively and making sure it's a productive day? Could you share your thoughts on that?
The first things I think that is very important is you have to get an assessment of yourself. All of us have what I call scotomas, and that is blind spots, things about ourselves that we don't know. You know, we all smelled somebody's breath. It was offensive, but we didn't tell them. Well, I think if you're going to become an entrepreneur, it's very important that you, one, find a business coach, somebody that you've met, that you've interviewed, that you resonate with, that can help you to begin to find out what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses. In order to be an entrepreneur and operate from home, it takes a great deal of discipline and focus. And in many homes, a lot of people have all kinds of distractions, and some people are easily distracted. So some people have to have what I call a body with. I gotta have a body with me during the day because I'm a kind of person I reward myself with peanut butter jelly sandwiches. And I'm talking about super crunchy peanut butter. I'm not talking about creamy, okay? So if I'm in the house by myself, I got to fix one until everybody gets there, and I cut them up in little slices, and I eat them a little slice at a time, so it doesn't seem like I'm eating four. So I found when I was in the house by myself working, I'm doing a whole lot of munching and on the telephone. But when I've got somebody there, say, let's put that peanut butter jelly sandwich out. And I took a test and found out that, you know, there's people that are ADD. Well, I'm ADD, ADHP, hyperactive. Well, I'm high or something, you know. I'm one of those crazy ones. Okay, this mind just running all the time, all over the place. And so you have to be a little off to work around me. So you have to have a coach, and so I have to be corralled and keep me from working against myself. My mentor, he's very disciplined. Oh, my goodness. He's a Virgo. I'm Aquarius. He doesn't let his beans touch his rice, and his chicken doesn't touch his beans. Very disciplined. I don't understand that. It's all going in the same stomach, okay? He's a stickler for time, very disciplined, and he takes care of business and very organized. So he's helping me. I'm not on that level. I don't even know if I want to get to that level, but I'm much better. And so you have to have people who can coach you because you can't see the picture when you're in the frame. So I have a coach. I have a business coach that will help me to maximize my potential as a businessman because my gifting is in speaking. And as a trainer, I teach people how to speak. But I am not one to know the business part as well as Mike. And so as a result of that level of coaching that he provides for me, he's helping me to become a better businessman, helping me to do my business better, helping me operate within a game plan that will help me to maximize my potential.
Going back to taking charge of your life and making your dreams happen as a business owner, these same people like yourself that have been my mentors, the interesting thing about it all, Les, is after all these years of studying you guys and learning from you, all of a sudden, at the age I am now, I'm having the opportunity to interview you guys. This is something that was not even in the plans that I knew about, but they say it's not my plan, it's God's plan, right?
Yes, absolutely. Eye has not seen, okay? Ear has not heard, nor is in the heart of mankind what he has in store for you if you're willing to leap and grow your wings on the way down. Discipline is very important. Getting a coach, a business coach, someone that can help you stay organized and stay on point and keep the main thing, and can help you to monitor your behavior, your execution, and see how well you're doing and how you're operating in terms of staying on course. Are you on course? Asking yourself constantly the choices that you make. Because when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else in your life. When you say yes to someone, learning to say no and to manage your time, manage yourself, and stay focused in the direction of where you're going and never give up. You must be patient. You must persist. You must be willing to persevere and understand and know a dream has its own timetable in many cases. Some things we can predict, but some things we can't.
Absolutely.
And it takes you on a journey. And be okay with that and trust the process.
I heard a audio series that you and Ona did. I believe it was It's Not Over Till You Win. Can you share some thoughts on that?
Well, one of the things that we have to watch is this inner conversation. Many times we count ourselves out and we throw in the towel on ourselves because we are governed by the story we believe about ourselves, that inner conversation that we have. What I'm doing now could have been doing for years. But because I listened to the inner conversation that said, Les Brown, you don't have a college education. Les Brown, you were labeled educable, mentally retarded. Les Brown, you're adopted. You don't even know your birth parents. Les Brown, you've never done this before. You're not rich. You're not successful. You never worked for a major corporation. What makes you think anybody ever paid to listen to anything that you have to say? What is it you have to say of any value that somebody will write you a check? And the thing is that it's not over until you win over the conversation that you have within yourself, that you're holding yourself back. There's an African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. And your willingness to come back again and again and again, not to give up, to understand and to know you will fail your way to success. That if you've attached yourself to a dream that's your passion, and I believe that you were not born to work for a living, but to live your making, and living your making will make your living, eventually you will win. Things will work out for you. When I started on this path, I'm the most unlikely person that one would consider to win the highest award from Toastmasters International, the Golden Gavel Award, or to win the National Speakers Association Hall of Fame Award, the CPAE Award, or been selected in 1992 by Toastmasters International after polling over 51,000 members around the world to select the top five speakers in the world, and they selected Leah Coker, Paul Harvey, the radio host, and there was also Robert Shuler, General Norman Schwarzkopf, and myself. I know that what I'm saying does, in fact, work. If you challenge yourself, work on yourself, listen to programs such as this, because what it does is stimulates your thinking and it stretches your mind and it allows you to live out of your imagination rather than your memory. Einstein said the imagination is the preview of what's to come. Living from that place allows you to develop a winning strategy until you get there. And I say, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up.
You know what, Les, we're going to get close to closing now, but I wanted you to kind of touch on something. The big thing nowadays is law of attraction. And before the big buzzword of law of attraction, you were actually attracting what you wanted in your life, because I remember hearing you speak about Robert Shuler show.
Yes, and Robert Shuler being on this program.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it did. Well, here's two very important things that's missing from the law of attraction, which is a very good program and very good concept. And one of the things that not only that's missing from there, but all of the motivational books that you will ever read and that I've read that distinguishes me from the rest is that no one talks about the beatdown. That in life, think it not strange that you'll face the fiery furnaces of this world. You're going to experience a beatdown. Life is going to wear you out. You're going to want to throw in the towel on yourself. You will experience the storms of life. No matter how positive you think, it doesn't matter if you tithe, it doesn't matter if you pray, life's going to whoop you. Things are going to happen to you and people you care about. Why? I don't know. That's the way it's set up. The other thing they don't talk about to the extent that they should is W-O-R-K, work. You got to work.
Yeah.
Sit around and talk about you believe. And you visualize, and you will achieve. Trust me. Put work in there. If you don't, you can visualize, you can affirm, and they will come sit your little bulls out. See, 98% of people don't want to work. Only 2% are willing to work. And one of the things we say, in order to be successful, you must be willing to do the things that others won't do. in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. The willingness to work, the willingness to discipline yourself, the willingness to be unstoppable, the willingness to come back again and again and again, that's the name of the game, and you will eventually have a major breakthrough.
And last thing, now, are you still doing your weekly teleconferences?
Yes, that's on every Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. They can go to our website and see the number.
Well, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much. I want to respect and honor your time.
It's my pleasure and honor, and I'm just very glad and just very thankful for the opportunity.
For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.